In a dark classroom at Francis Howell Central High School, students are gathered around a glowing projector screen displaying a video game. On it, avatars shoot machine guns, blasters, and orbs at each other. The students are watching a video of a match they played against students from another high school. Chris Miller coaches from behind a projector. At one point, he prompts them to explain how they might have lost the game.
Did we get beat mechanically or due to strategy? So remember we've talked about that in the past of how do we separate.
The Francis Howell Central students are part of the esports phenomenon. ESPN ranked Maryville University and Columbia College among the top five best collegiate esports teams in the country. That's caught the attention of area high schools. Eight of them have created esports clubs to help their students win collegiate scholarships. At the coaching session, Miller says he started the program after a visit to Columbia College. While there, a staff member told him the team offers scholarships to high school students.
If colleges are offering scholarships to students, then we should organize our students to give them the best chance to be successful and to get those scholarships.
Since starting the team this year, two of his players have won annual scholarships and spots on Central Methodist University's esports team. Brandon Clark is the new head esports coach at Fontbonne University. He's recruiting players for the upcoming school year. Clark says Fontbonne University's only requirement for the coach position was that an applicant played a game non-esports players may never have heard of called League of Legends.
Not every school has the budget, that they can go out and hire, an ex-pro player or an ex-pro coach or something like that. So it boils down to a lot of schools not even knowing what to look for qualifications.
At most St. Louis area universities, esports is a club sport. St. Louis University is one of them. But the university may upgrade the club into a varsity team. Nicholas Chu is the club's president. He says the change would attract top talent.
Esports is such a growing industry that if you just lag behind, you're going to be left in the dust.
So when the university hosted a professional esports championship final last month between the two best teams in North America, he gave faculty members tickets. Maryville University awards top players full scholarships. Dan Clark would become the team's coach. He sold President Mark Lombardi on the idea.
I remember him saying to me, "Dr. Lombardi, if we're able to create a League of Legends esports team and I'm able to go out and recruit players for it," he said, "I guarantee you the first year we'll go undefeated and we'll win the national championship for League of Legends."
Clark followed through on his promise. In 2016, the Maryville team took the League of Legends Collegiate Championship title, followed by second in 2017.
Maryville University are going to be your North American Collegiate Champions!
Jeremy Murray is the captain of Francis Howell Central's esports team. He said his parents are so enthusiastic about his choice of sport that they bought him new equipment.
I think what really got my dad involved was the idea that scholarships already exist for this sort of thing. And that I'm passionate enough about it that I can get those scholarships at universities and stuff, or at least potentially.
It remains to be seen whether St. Louis area universities will upgrade their club teams into varsity programs, or Fontbonne University's up-and-coming esports team will become a top contender in the collegiate scene. I'm Andy Field, St. Louis Public Radio.